This past Friday was the 7th month anniversary of my back surgery. And next Friday is the 6th month anniversary of my double heart bypass surgery. That's not totally accurate. I don't have a double heart, but it was 2 bypasses. Some people are surprised I have only 1 heart. And as you have probably noticed, I have not been recovering as quickly as what I or even my doctors had anticipated. I am oftentimes dealing with shortness of breath and being very tired. And as a result, the doctors have recently changed some of my medications, which I think are making a difference. But now they're not only recommending, they are ordering me to cut back on many of my activities to allow my body to fully heal. My essential responsibilities, as I see them, are the weekend and holy day masses. Non-essential activities are many of the meetings that I am called to attend. So over the next couple of months, I will not be scheduling any weekday masses, and you may not see me at a lot of meetings. I don't think I'll miss them. But we have a very competent staff and very able committees of the parish council who are able to fill in for me in my absence. I mention this not only to keep you informed, but also because when you see me seated in the presider's chair before Mass and not taking part in the entrance procession, I think that some of you become really overly worried about me and think that there is something terribly wrong. Actually, that is a part of the remedy. And my doctors are still very hopeful that I will eventually make a full recovery. It's just taking a lot longer than what I had expected and what I want. One of the things I feel especially bad about is that I have not been very attentive to the other sick in the parish over these past few months. I have not visited the hospitals since I myself left there as a patient because I haven't been able to walk the hallways. But I do truly appreciate all of your care and your concern, your many prayers, and your offers of help with transportation and with food are a sign of your faith and love and help to really point out the stewardship theme that we have chosen for this year. It comes from Pope John Paul II, who said, "Reflect the light of Christ through lives of prayer and joyful service to others." Stewardship calls all of us to an active life of faith, to live in appreciation of all of the gifts that God has blessed us with. Today in the gospel, we have this very familiar story of Zacchaeus. As the chief tax collector in Jericho, he was probably the most hated person in town. He was considered a traitor to the Jewish people because he was employed by the Roman government. He was a thief and an extortioner, and he was proud of that. Any of the many decent citizens of the town would have been more than happy to host Jesus for supper. But Jesus singled out Zacchaeus, this sinner, as the place he wanted to have dinner at. And Jesus had his reasons. After all, he came to call sinners, not the righteous, to repentance. And Jesus' outreach to the sinner and the corrupt shows the depth of his great love and mercy. Jesus could choose to have a meal with anyone, but this morning he chooses to have it with us simply because he loves us that much. But there is more to be learned about the story of Zacchaeus. He overcame all the obstacles that were against him: social rejection, spiritual depravity, and even his physical limitations. None of those stopped him from wanting to know more about the Christ who walked into his life one day. Jesus challenged the moral shortcomings of Zacchaeus, and he changed his life. He took a good, honest look at himself and realized that it wasn't what he wanted, let alone what God wanted. So he took responsibility for his actions. He admitted to himself that he was a sinner, and that led him to conversion. Zacchaeus' conversion led him to become honest, if not generous. He ended up giving half his possessions to the poor, and he paid back four times those that he had cheated. We all, like Zacchaeus, have room to grow in our faith. If he could do it, we can do it. It's what it means to be a steward of all of God's gifts. Above all, reflect the awareness of Christ in your life through active prayer. And then translate your prayer into acts of charity by sharing your time, your talents, and your treasure with others, especially your parish community. On the way out of Mass this morning, you will all be offered a stewardship renewal form. Don't pass it by. Please take it with you. Take it home and look it over, fill it out, and then return it to Mass over one of these next couple of weekends. As Zacchaeus changed, so we are experiencing changes as well. We are not printing stewardship booklets this year. We found that they don't change drastically from year to year. However, it is available online for those of you who want to check it out. And if you don't have access to a computer, we do have a few printed copies that are available for the asking. But please do fill out the stewardship form, because your commitment should change from year to year. And it should be a little bit different this year from what it was last year. Another major change that we will be experiencing is that our Director of Stewardship and Parish Life, Pam Saturn, who has been a valued member of our parish for 24 years, is retiring from her position at the end of this year. While she will be missed greatly, we will look to replace her with someone else, and we will be advertising for that position shortly. We all experience changes in life. Let us use Zacchaeus as an example of how to live our faith more fully through an active practice of stewardship. And I would invite you now to please turn to your missalettes, either inside the front or back covers. And please join with me in praying our parish stewardship prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for the unique gifts you have given us to foster your kingdom here on earth. Inspire us to examine our values, always placing you at the center of our lives. Open our hearts to realize we are blessed and called to share our gifts with others. Help us to be good stewards of the gifts entrusted to us, to share our time, our talent, and our treasure, to connect, serve, and impact our world. Amen.